John, we're over the halfway point of the season. You've played every game. How does your body feel?
Yeah, I'm starting to feel it, considering I only played four games last year and missed most of the season. And just had to adapt my body back into AFL standards, and so I had a big pre-season, and my goal was to play 1 week at a time, and I'm lucky enough to play every game so far for the club. And but a credit goes to, you know, the football staff, the fitness guys, the physios, the doctors, and to get me up and going each week. And yeah, it doesn't get any easier, but I'm actually enjoying my footy at the moment, and hopefully I can again play the rest of the season without missing.
It's a bit of a different look in Freo's backline this year. You've got some new faces down there. How's that all going for you?
Yeah, I think it's a positive thing for the club moving forward. And you know, over the last couple of years, you lose a lot of quality players, and especially with the experience of Luke McFarlane, Paul Duffield, and players like that. But yes, I think the club's going in the right direction with this young group, and you know, you see Luke Ryan come into the team a couple of weeks ago, and he's performing against some quality players. So, yeah, I think it's exciting, and it's great to be part of.
You mentioned Luke Ryan. He said in the past that it's really important to have a leader in the back line, and specifically you being a leader. Is that a role that you take quite seriously?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm on the other side of 30 now, and I've played a lot of games for Fremantle, so try and use my experience as best I can, and help these young players come in and play at a level that is required in our team. So if I can give a couple of little hints how to play backline at the AFL level, it's just yeah, it just makes me happy, and I guess it helps the whole team out. So yeah.
What's it like having Joel Hamling down in the backline? You obviously won a premiership with the Western Bulldogs last year. Has he brought some knowledge to the group?
Yeah, he has. A lot of people don't know that he's only played 20 to 30 games, not even that, of AFL level football. So he comes over as a youngster, but he's playing like a veteran. So you know, he's a player that puts his hand up each week to play on the best forwards in the competition, and sort of helps me out as well. So I can sort of free up and help him roll off and get in his players' way. So he reminds me of a Luke McFarlane. He's really aggressive on the opponent, because he's got a lot of voice and a voice around him. So he's helping every player, me included, and that's you know, he brings that experience, and you know, playing and winning a premiership, you learn a lot. So he's brought a lot of experience over, and but yeah, he's going to be a great player for the club in the years to come. And like I said, he's only young, and he's only played a handful of games, so it's a bright future for Fremantle.
And looking forward to Hawthorn, they only lost to Geelong by 3 points, and they drew against GWS, so they're performing against some of the stronger teams in the competition.
Yeah, they're a quality side. So you know, you look at their start of the season, they're blooding a lot of youth into their team. So now they've started to perform. So you know, they come over here to Paterson Stadium, and we've got to make sure we're on, because you know, they're still coached by Alistair Clarkson, a quality, you know, premiership coach, and they've got some good leaders led by Jared Roughhead. So it's going to be a test for us, but the way we've been playing over the last few weeks, we should be confident, but knowing that Hawthorn's going to come over and give it their all. So can't wait to get out there on Saturday night. It's be good for the club to have a night game, and for our supporters. So the boys can't wait.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.